Well, the 2007 John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour is complete. Scouts and invited guests gathered in Ottumwa, Minnesota Thursday night to go over the findings. Chip Flory is the editor of the Pro Farmer newsletter and leader of the tour's Western leg. He talked about the highlights of this year's tour.
293 bushel yield check out of Blue Earth County, Minnesota. My gosh, a huge population in this field. Whoever has that field absolutely hit a home run. It was 20-inch rows out there, and he or she absolutely hit a home run with that. That's the biggest number I've ever seen pulled on, 18 years of crop touring. So big number. Another highlight is the dryland corn out of Nebraska. It's not unusual to average 80, 85 bushels per acre on dryland corn out there. This year, dryland corn yields are going to be 130 to 140 bushels per acre. The things that's probably most concerning is what we talked about on the Minnesota corn crop, the standability issue, and whether or not that yield potential that we measured is still going to be standing there when it's time to roll the combines.
Minnesota numbers showed a 3% increase in corn yield, while USDA in August report showed a 3% decline. Flory explains the differences.
It's rare when we go in different directions than what USDA indicated on August 1. Something's got to give. Somebody's got to be right. Of course, I'm going to lean on the crop tour side that we're going to be right, and there's a reason for that. USDA's number was as of August 1. The rains really didn't start to fall in Minnesota until August 3rd, so just after USDA finished up their numbers. That rains on August 3rd saved that crop. I'm not saying that it's a perfect crop. It is far from a perfect crop. There are a lot of disease issues in the state, and I am very, very concerned about the standability of the crop in Minnesota. Usually when we get into Minnesota, I'll say that we're measuring yield. This year, I'm saying that we're measuring yield potential, and it's not because of the maturity of the crop, but I'm not sure if it's still going to be standing there when it's time to run the combine. The stalk issues are too numerous to ignore. And we may see a harvest loss in Minnesota that, typically you might see a 4%, maybe even 5% if you get some wind damage in the state. Don't be surprised if you see some harvest loss, 7%, 8% in Minnesota this year. And obviously that hammers your yield.
Flory says the crop tour numbers showed Iowa corn yields up 4.2% from a year ago. USDA's August report showed an increase of 8.4%.
When we finished up in Iowa, we came out with a yield of 152.15. Now, that's up 4.2% from crop tour's number last year. Now, that's the number to focus on, a 4.2% increase. USDA on August 1 estimated an 8.4% increase. So we're both pointing the crop up. No questions there. But the crop tour numbers suggest that maybe USDA pushed that yield a little too hard, pushing it up to 180 bushels per acre for the state. You know, to do that, you've got to have some crop districts within the state average 200 bushels per acre. We're not just talking some good farmer averaging 200 bushels per acre on his whole farm. We're talking about everybody averaging 200 bushels per acre. That is really, really tough to do, and if it happens, I'll be shocked. And Northeast Iowa, where Pro Farmer offices are, is one of the crop districts where we're expected to see a 200 bushel district average. It's really, really good there. I don't know if it's 200 bushels good.
Chip Flory talks about the Iowa soybean crop.
In Iowa, up 3.6%. Most of that increase is coming out of the eastern two-thirds of the state. Unfortunately, that's where there are disease problems with the soybean crop in Iowa. The western one-third of the state, good plant health, but pod counts were down just a little bit from a year ago. So kind of a mixed bag there.
And the Pro Farmer editor talks about the Minnesota soybean crop.
Minnesota down about 5%, 6% on pod counts. That fits right in line with what USDA was indicating for the state as of August 1. But plenty of moisture. Probably too much moisture. We're to the point of diminishing returns on water as far as helping out the bean crop in Minnesota. So we got some problems there and trying to finish off the crop with and remain disease free as far as stalk rot and so on. But there are some disease issues, but it's a pretty good bean crop. It's just not a great bean crop.
According to Pro Farmer, nearly 80 scouts pulled more than 975 samples from cornfields and a similar number of soybean samples for their calculations during the four-day, seven-state John Deere Pro Farmer Midwestern Crop Tour.